The story will depict us. Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Verse 1, first of all, verse following is the first section. There's two chapters in the Katha Upanishad. Each chapter has two sections, two volumes. And so the first volume is the story of Nachiketa's and his encounter with Yama. The whole Katha Upanishad is really a dialogue between Nachiketa's and Lord Yama. So let's go through the story. Repeat after me, this one. Om Ushan Havai Vajasravasaha. Om Ushan Havai Vajasravasaha. Sarvaveda Sandadao. Sarvaveda Sandadao. Tasyaha Nachiketa Nama. Tasyaha Nachiketa Nama. Putra Asa.
Putra Asa.
Om. Vajasravasaha is the name of Nachiketa's father. So Vajasravasaha, have I once upon a time in the past. Ushan, he was desiring. Ushan means he was desiring or something he was wanting. So desiring, Vajasravasaha, Sarvavedasam Dadao. He gave away Sarvavedasam, all of his wealth. So this is a very powerful ritual. You can imagine that in this particular ritual, you have to give away everything. All of your wealth is given away to the Brahmanas. You know, that's a very huge ritual, and you're not left with anything. So, desiring the pala, the karma pala, the fruit of this ritual, he gave away all of his wealth, sarvavedasam. Tasyaha, for him, Nachiketa nama putra asa. Putra, he had this with putra asa, he had a son. For him, there was a son, literally. For him, there was a son, Nachiketa Nama. Named Nachiketa. Nachiketa is the nominative. So he had a son named Nachiketa. Okay? So, Tamha Kumaram Santam, Tamha Kumaram Santam, Dakshinasu Niyamanasu.
Dakshinasu Niyamanasu
Shraddha Vivesha Somanita.
Shraddha Vivesha Somanita.
It says, basic sentence goes like this. Shraddha Vivesha. Shraddha entered. Shraddha entered. Shraddha, you know Shraddha. Shraddha is that faith. It's for the first part of the Vedas, it's faith in the words of the Vedas. Faith in their veracity. They are true, that what the Vedas say are true. You know? So Nachiketas has that Shraddha. He's raised within the whole Vedic culture, you know, and his father is doing this incredible ritual where he's giving up everything for that Karmapala. Probably has something to do with attaining Swargaloka, you know, or attaining a very good next birth, or, you know, attaining tremendous amount of punya. But to attain all of that punya, the ritual is radical, because everything is given up. So as this ritual is going on, it says, Shraddha entered, Shraddha Vivesha, Shraddha entered, Tam Kumaram Santam. That son, his son, Shraddha entered, his son, when Dakshinasu Niyamanasu, his son who was there, Shraddha entered his son who was there, when the Dakshina was being led away, The Dakshina is what is being given to, is the offerings made to the Brahmanas, the gifts that are made to a Brahmana. Like for instance, that we, just traditionally, if you were to, in India, say you were to have a ritual done. Like I remember on my 60th birthday, there's a very important ritual that you have done. So many of us go through that ritual on our 60th birthday. That ritual is nullified if there's no dakshina. The dakshina, the gift to the Brahmanas, the offering to the Brahmana, is part and parcel of the ritual. The ritual is complete once that's been offered, you know. And so, say that ritual was done and I didn't get any dakshina, I don't have really a grasp of what that ritual is about, because that's a very integral part of the ritual, is that offering to the Brahmanas who have performed the ritual. And it would be all the Brahmanas. And that particular ritual that I did was not that big of a ritual. There were probably six or seven different Brahmanas, different Pujaris who were performing the ritual. And each one of them needs to be given an offering. Okay? So here, what happened to Nachiketas is that as he saw the Dakshina, all of these Dakshinas, all of these offerings, because everything was being given to the Brahmanas. So everything that he owned, that Vajasaravasaha owned, everything that he owned was being given as a dakshina to the Brahmanas. Okay. And so Nachiketas was watching all of this dakshina being going away, right, being given. And as he watched, his heart filled. He was overwhelmed with Shraddha, that faith in the Vedas. And then, so then what happened to him? It goes like this. Pitodaka, Jagdatrana, Dugdadoha, Nirindriyaha, Anandanama, te lokastan, sagacchati tadrat. Let me break this into pita udakaha, so the Sargadops, jagda trinaha, dugda dohaha, nirindriyaha. Anandaha nama te lokaha tan saha gachati taha didat. This says pitodakaha. These are the names for all these cows that are being, all the cows are being led away. All these cows are really old. So first thing he says, this is Nachiketa's watching this. He sees these cows who have had already had their last drink of water. Udaka is water. The water, whatever water was there to be had, they've already had their last drink of water. Pita, the water has been drunk by them. Okay, it's over. Pita Udaka.
Mm-hmm.
Jagda Trina, the grass has already been eaten. There's no more grass for them. Dugda Doha, the milk that they once were able to give, that's gone. That's been milked. The milk has been milked. The water has been drunk. The grass has been eaten. The milk has been milked. Nirindriyaha, their indriyas, their sense organs, are no longer functioning. Right? And he says, Anandaha Nama Te Loka. Te lokaha. He says, Ananda lokaha. Lokas, worlds, the lokas, the different worlds, that ananda have no joy, have no fullness, have no joy. The joyless worlds, to him, for them, he goes like this. He goes to those joyless worlds. Worlds that have no ananda. Who? The one who is giving those kind of cows. Taha didat. Didat is a present participle. Giving those kind of cows, the ones that are old and withered and ready to die. If he's giving those kind of cows, if my father's giving those kind of cows, he is only going to, you know, be sent to these worlds that have no ananda, the lower locus, you know. He's doing this ritual for punya. Why is he giving all of these old cows? And so, filled with shraddha, he's very worried because his father is going to go to a lower loka and suffer as he's watching all these half-dead cows go by. You know? So then, he's filled with shraddha. You know, is impelled, he feels impelled to say something to his father about this calamitous situation. Okay. So he says, Sa huvacha pitaram, tata kasmai mam dasyasiti, tata kasmai mam dasyasiti, dvitiyam tatiyam tam huvacha, Tritiyam tritiyam tam hovasha mrityave twa dadami iti, mrityave twa dadami iti. Sa ha uvacha pitaram tata kasmai mam dasyasi iti. Tritiyam tritiyam tam ha uvacha mrityave twa dadami iti. He says, so Nachiketas saha he uvacha, indeed uvacha, he said pitaram to his father. So Nachiketas said to his father, tata, O father, kas my mom dasyasi iti, who, to whom will you give me? All these old dead cows, half dead cows, you're giving, but I'm healthy, you know, I could be helpful to all of these people. And you're giving these cows first. Who would you give, who should you give to me? To whom are you going to give me? So tata means father. So father, who are you going to give to me? His father didn't pay any attention. So dvatiyam, he said it again. Father, who are you going to give to me? His father paid no attention, ignored him. And so again he said, tritiyam, the third time he said, Father, who are you going to give me to? Who are you going to give me to? You know? So his father at this point said, Mrityave twa dadami, I'm going to give you to Lord Death. I will give you to Mrityu. Yeah. And so Nachiketas thought, what would Mrityu want with me? Yeah. So his thing, what would Father, why would Father send me to Mrityu? What good could I do with Mrityu? He had this question. So this is how Nachiketas thinks now. He says,
Bahunam emi pratamo, bahunam emi madhyamaha, kim swit yamasya kartavyam, yan mayajya karishyati,
bahunam emi pratamaha, bahunam emi madhyamaha, kim swit yamasya kartavyam yad maya adya karishyati. So he says, reflecting, he says, among many bahunam, you know, I go first, I rank pratama, I'm the first, that's my rank among many people, I'm the first and the best. Bahunam emi madhyamaha, among many I'm in the middle. But the idea is, and he doesn't say, among some, I'm the worst. So what this classification is very well known between Guru Sisha and the parent child, is that, especially for a Sisha, as a student, the Sisha is the one who is able to anticipate the needs of the teacher before the teacher even knows. That's considered pratamaha, or for the parents also. He should be able to appreciate, see, sense what your father needs. So this is where, this is the Nachiketas thinking, what does he need? Let me do that before he even needs to ask. That's pratamaha, the one who can do that. Madhyama is the one who's ready to do as soon as he's asked. So he says, sometimes among many people, I'm the best. I'm number one. I can know what my father wants before he even asks. Sometimes I'm in the middle at least. I'm either the best or I'm in the middle, because I will always do what he asks, you know? And usually I can anticipate and do even before he asks. So that's what he means by that. Then so now he thinks, Kim Swit Kartavyam Yamasya. He says, what is it, Kimswit? What is to be done for Yama? For Yama, for the Lord, for Lord Death. What is it that needs to be done, Kartavyam, you know? Because of which my father will send me now to death. What is to be done, Maya, by me? Which is making my father send me to Lord Death. There must be something. There should be something that I can do for him, or that Yama needs to have done, that would cause my father to send him here. Why will he do that? What would the meaning be? What is it that Yama needs to have done to have my father send? And so, thinking about this, what he realizes is that there isn't anything Yama needs from me. Mm-hmm. As the Kama Shankara said, there's not anything he really needs from me. My father is angry. My father spoke out of anger. Yeah. But now the problem is, my father spoke out of anger, but he made a sankalpa. I will send you to death. He made that sankalpa, that statement. And that statement must be a satya sankalpa. His words must be honored. His words must be true. There's nothing worse than telling a lie or telling something that you don't follow through on. That's a great papa. And so I don't want my father to suffer that papa. So he must send me now to death, even though I know he was speaking out of anger.
That's pretty true.
Nevertheless, he said it. This theme is run through all the, like the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, the satya sankalpa. What you say You can't take it back. You have said it. You have made that sankalpa. You have promised something. You have said you were going to do something. Now Lord Death has heard you. You said you're going to send me there. And now you can't take that back, you know, because you said it. So that's the satya sankalpa. You can't go back on your word. So now he knows that his father is going to want to retract that statement made in anger. Right? Of course. He couldn't take it seriously. That couldn't be serious. You know, so he's going to want to retract it. And Nachiketas doesn't want his father to get that papa karma from retracting his sankalpa. Okay, so he says to his father, now he says, realizing what's going on here, he says, Anupashya yata purve, Anupashya yata purve, Pratipashya tata pare, Pratipashya tata pare, Sasyameva marjaha pachyate, Sasyameva marjaha pachyate, Sasyameva jayate punaha, Sasyameva jayate punaha, Anupashya yata purve, Pratipashya tata apare. Sasyam eva marjaha pachyate, sasyam eva ajayate punaha. He says to his father, Anupashya, may you, the imperative, please consider, please think over carefully, purve, nominative plural, what those who have come before, yata, how they would be. What would they do? Yata just means, how would they be? Those who have come before, like your grandfather and your father and all of your relatives, all of the ones who have brought you up, think over how they would respond, what they would do in this situation. And then he says, pratipashya tata pare, and similarly, what about others here? Means the dharmis, the dharmanishtas, the people who are, that you respect. Think about what they would do here in this situation now. Were they in your position? So think about your forefathers, and think about also the people here. What would they do? He says, sasyam eva marajaha. Sasyam is corn. Just like corn, okay, sasyam eva corn, marjaha, mortals are cooked. Pachyate means cooked. They mature and die. Just like corn, it matures and dies, right? Like that, we die. We are cooked. That's a kind of a saying that they have. You know? That you mature and you die. Sasyam eva ajayate punaha. And again, like corn, you're reborn. Right? You come again. So like corn, you die. And like corn, you will come again. Okay. So Shankara, in his commentary, what he says is, you are going to die. You know, no matter what you do, whether you tell the truth or you don't tell the truth, you're going to die. So say you think that somehow not telling the truth, withdrawing your sankalpa, right? Not telling the truth, somehow you'll be allowed to live. But that isn't true. Either way, you will die because you're mortal. Mortals die. And so don't operate under the illusion that your lies, you know, or your your lies or your untruths or your backing out of your sankalpa will somehow save you. It won't save you at all. Rather, it will only give you papa karmas. But in the end, nobody's saved from birth, death within samsara. So nothing you do is going to save you from that ultimate fate. And so don't think that you're going to escape death or I'm going to escape death by your lying or withdrawing your sankalpa. That's not going to happen. And don't think also that I won't be reborn. I will be reborn, as will you and you and you. So whatever the consequences, you are much better off to stay within Dharma. And that satyam vada, may you speak the truth. Ritam vada, may you speak the truth. For these, if I say satyam vada, may I speak what I know to be true, what I believe to be true. Ritam vada means may you speak what is actually true. And so our task is, there's a little difference there between satyam and ritam. And so you have to be responsible in what you, in, you have to be responsible in your discernment of what is actually true. It can't just be, oh, I think this is true, and then make that a statement as it's true. You have to be discerning and not take for granted what is true. You have to use your mind and your experience to determine what is actually true and then speak that. It's not enough just to say, well, I thought that was true. It's not good enough. You have to have some commitment to what you actually say. So there's so much emphasis, even in Taittiriya Upanishad, that satyam vada, it comes everywhere, right? And so many of the myths and the stories in the Mahabharata and the Ramayana are all circling around satyam, speaking the truth, and the sacrifices that have to be made. You know, when you've said something, like for instance, Kaikeyi in the Ramayana, Dashrata gave her, when he married her, he had three wives. When he married her, he was very enamored with her, very much in love with her. And he said, you know, I will give you something. He gave her two or three boons for her to encash whenever she wanted, no restrictions. And so when Rama was to be coronated as the king, you know, she said, you told me, you know, I have this one boon left. You told me I couldn't cash it for anything. I want my son Lakshmana to be coronated, not Rama. Bharat to be coronated, not Rama. And that was devastating to Dasharatha. But he had to do it. He had to do it. And Rama would not let him not do it. So it's a very similar story. Right, so these type of stories around protecting satyam come up over and over again. Just so you know. So, okay. Let's go to the next one. So having said that, now before we go into the next verse, because you have to fill in the blanks here. Having said that, then Nachiketa's father realizes and lets that sankalpa fulfill itself. And so now Nachiketa goes to Lord Yama, is sent to Lord Yama. Okay, so that happening, what happens is when he gets to Lord Yama's, to Mrityu's palace, right? Mrityu is not home. Yama is not home. He's out on a job. Collecting some more. So he's out on a job. And the problem is, and he's out on a job, he is gone for 3 days. And Nachiketas, a brahmana, is sitting, this little boy, he's probably 6 or 7 years old, this little boy is sitting outside of the palace for 3 days, not eating, waiting for Yama to return. And so all of Yama's help and workers are all seeing this happening, so they're very, very concerned about what's going to happen to Lord Yama with a brahmana sitting out there, not having any food or any shelter, waiting for the Lord Yama to come home. So this is what happens. So he says, Vaishvanaraha pravishati, Vaishvanaraha pravishati, atitir brahmano graham, Atitir Brahmano Grahan Tasyaitam Shanti Kurvanti Tasyaitam Shanti Kurvanti Haravaivas Patodakam Haravai Vasitatorakam Vaishvanaraha Pravishati Atitira Brahmanaha Brahan Tasya Etam Shantim Kurvanti Hara Vaivasvata Udakam. He says, this is what's said. Vaishwanaraha means fire like Agni. Pravishati enters. Atitihi, a guest. Brahmanaha, a brahmana. Brahman. So it says, a brahmana enters. A brahmana who is an atiti. Atiti is an unexpected guest.
Mm-hmm.
So a brahmana who is an atiti. And atitis are always honored. If an atiti comes, you know, they need to be made comfortable. They need to be bathed and washed and fed and, you know, given a royal treatment. Okay. So here, this brahmana, Nachiketas, who is an atiti, he comes. He enters the homes like fire. If fire enters a home, it can warm the home or it can burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this brahmana is like fire, and he has to be handled properly. Okay. So fire has now entered into the home. The Nachiketa says it's atiti. It's a young brahmana. He's entered the home like fire. So he says, tasya, for him, etam shantim kurvanti. A shanti needs to be done. Whenever this happens, a brahmana enters a home, different rituals have to be, certain procedures and things have to be done for him. Certain shanti, things to appease him. Like say he comes as fire, then you want to, you know, make a nice hearth, a nice place where the fire can go and it can burn gently in a useful way. So this shanti, these acts of shanti need to be done to appease and make happy the brahmana who has entered. So now Vaivaswat has just come, and so the people who are working for him and caring for him and gone to see him and told him that this young atiti, this young brahmana, has come and has been sitting out there, you know, for 3 days. He's been sitting out there as you'll see in the next verse, he's been sitting out there by himself for 3 days not eating. When this type of thing happens, a shanti has to be done. We have to do it. So he says, they address Mrityuhe Vaivasvata, which is the son of Surya, which is a name for Mrityu. Hara Udakam, bring water. You need to bring Udaka, carry water to him, bring water to him, that you can wash his feet and cleanse him and do the shanti, because he is there on fire and he will burn the whole palace down just by his displeasure. Okay. So then it goes on, he says, Asha Pratikshe, Asha Pratikshe, Sangatam Sumritamcha, Sangatam Sumritamcha, Ishta Purate, Ishta Purate, Putra Pashunscha Saravan, Putra Pashunscha Saravan, Etat Vrinikte, Etat Vrinikte, Etat Vrinikte, Etat Vrinikte, Purushasya Alpamedasaha, Purushasya Alpamedasaha, Yasya Anashnan Vasati, Yasya Anashnan Vasati, Brahmano Grahe, Brahmano Grahe. So he says, Asha Pratikshe, Sangatam, Sumritamcha, Ishta Purte, Putra Pashun Cha, Sarvan, Etat Vrinkte, Purushasya, Opamedasaha, Yasya Anashnan Vasati Brahmaha Grahe. So they're telling exactly what the problem is if a Brahmana Atiti enters in this way without appeasing his anger. Okay? So it says, Brahmana, at the last line, Vasati Brahmana Grate Grahe. A Brahmana, and if a Brahmana enters into a house, Grahe, Vasati means enter. So if a Brahmana enters into a house, Anushnan, having not eaten, he enters into a house, then that Brahmana, he enters into whose house? Yes, into someone's house. And they're saying that person is what Purusha Upamedasa, that person who has very little intelligence. They enter into the house of somebody who does not know the Dharma, does not know what they're doing. This Brahmana, not eating, is entered into the house, not being paid attention to properly. That Brahmana, Vrinkte, destroys all of this. All of what? He destroys the Asha Pratikshe. Asha, this is a dwandra compound, these two things. Asha, say you have hopes for something that you know what it is. There's something that you want. You have an asha, you want that. Pratikshe is you have an expectation for things to happen for you. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's positive. You don't know exactly what it is, but you have some expectations in your life that good things will come your way. You don't know what, but you have expectations. And you have hopes for things that you know, desires that you know. So these two things, no, they will be destroyed. The Brahmanas, his unhappy presence will, the papa of it will destroy these things. Sangatam, another thing that will be destroyed, Sangatam means that keeping company of the good. Sangha, like satsanga. Mm-hmm. That sangha. Sangatam is the sangha. That you're keeping sangha with people, with holy people, with people who are dharmanishtas, with people who have wisdom, the sangatam. Sunratam. Sunratam means you will miss sunrata. Sunratam means the kind, it's kind and true speech. So people that are talking to you, they talk with you with kindness and with truth. That's sunratam. Ishtapurte. Your ishta are the rituals that you do, and purta are the charities that you do, the punya that's accrued from that, destroyed. Ishta purte. Putra pashun, your children and your cattle. Sarvan etat, all of this is destroyed. By who? The Brahmana, who enters the house like fire, having not eaten, his anger burns the house down. It burns all this punya that you have. And so for a person who would let this happen means their upameda, means their intelligence or their memory. You know, like we pray for medha shakti. So this is upa. Medha shakti means, see, with medha shakti, we pray for jnanam, like in the Dakshinamurti Stotram. We pray for jnanam, for knowledge. But not just knowledge. Medha. Medha means my ability to hold that knowledge and bring it forward at the proper time. And so say you have knowledge because you've been all raised within that Vedic culture, you've been steeped in it, but that medha doesn't come when it needs to come. And so say this Brahmana has come, he's been left out for 3 days, he's had no food, and you just don't pay any attention to it and just let him come in as though nothing has happened. No, the shanti, you have to do that shanti to appease that fire. You have to be a water bearer, you know, to appease the fire. Otherwise that anger is something that burns away all of the punya. And all of the punya, he just lists ways that punya manifests in the world, with your hopes and your expectations. You know, keeping the company of the good, speaking with people who can share kind and loving words with you, and sharing truth. All of the ishtapurta you do, all of the rituals that you do, and all of the dhanam, all of the charities that you do. So these two, doing the rituals that are expected of you, and also dhanam, the charity, the ways that we give to help the society, the Ishtapurte, and then you have that you have family, and that you putra children, and that you have pasha, that the cattle, that's your wealth, family and wealth. Okay, so all of these things get excluded. Pringte means to are destroyed. That Brahmana destroys all of that or excludes them from you, right? He makes you be somebody who doesn't get those things. So that's considered the power of of the Brahmana. Let's see what we're doing here. Okay, we did 9 verses. We'll stop. Let's stop here. Because we're not going to finish it for sure. But I hope I've left you hanging. Swastik Prajapya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishah Gopramane Vyashivamastu Nityam Lokasamasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yam Shobarahitaha Brahmana santu nirbhayaha Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayaha Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Well, after that story, I don't think you'd want a Brahmana to visit your house.
It's just really highlighting Dharma and that Satyam. Satyam is, Swamiji's talked all through the years about this Satyam that does speak the truth and how intrinsic and kind of central that particular Dharma is to the whole Hindu culture, that what you say is true.
Seems kind of harsh.
Well, it's myth,
you know.
You know,
you say something out of anger and then you're stuck with it.
Yeah, they use extreme examples. The most extreme examples.
Exaggerate, yeah.
So they use, it's when you're really trying to make a point, you take them some extreme examples, and that's an example of an extreme example.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, in Upanishads, does the name of the characters, of the people, signify something? Is there meaning in the name?
Yeah.
So what does Nichiketa? Nachiketas.
Now, Nachiketas, I don't know, I'll have to look that up. Nachiketas is the son of Nachiketas. But what does Nachiketas mean, or Nachiketas? I don't know.
Okay. What's the father's name? Because I didn't see it.
Vajasravaha.
I thought that was the No, the grandfather.
No.
I misread it.
Yeah, I'll show you. Vajasravaha.
Said that he had a son, and his son had a son.
Yeah, but let me explain that just a minute. Vajasravaha. Vajasravaha is his name. Vajasravaha, desiring, right? Desiring the Karmapala, he gave away all of his wealth. Now, when you're probably reading the commentary.
Yeah.
What he's trying to do is say, what does Vajasrava mean? Vajasravaha.
No, I was reading number one. Once upon a time, the son of Vajasrava, being desirous of fruit, gave away everything.
No, it would
he
be like
had, as the story goes, a son named Nachiketa.
That's because of the va. It would say, if you've read the pronunciation right, once upon a time, okay, that's the Hawaii, Vajasravasaha, va, that ah, is a patronymic. Vajasravasaha is the son of Vajasravasaha. If I, like if you make the, like say if I say Nachiketas, Nachiketas is the son of Nachiketas. Va, that ah, Vajasravasaha is the son of Vajasravasaha. So in the commentary, even Shankara, I'm not sure in the English, Shankara I think talks about that. Vajasravaha is the one whose Shravaha fame is consequent on the giving of vajra, of the giving of food. Okay, mm-hmm. So if I break down the actual meaning of the word, but then he says, or it is a proper name, his son, Vajasravasaha, being desirous of the fruit of the sacrifice performed the Vishwajit. So first he says, Vajasrava, is he whose Shravaha fame is consequent on the giving of vajan, or it is a proper name. So now he says his son Vajasravasa. So now he's saying Vajasravasa. That's making the patronymic. It's called a tadita. The taditas take a noun and usually by giving it vriddhi, giving it changing it into a long vowel, the first vowel into a long vowel, or if it's already long, adding a particular ending, it will make it a patronymic. There's four different ways things it can make it. So here, Vajasravasaha, he's saying, is the son of Vajasrava. So both have long ah. Usually one will have a short and one will have a long. So Vajasravasaha, he's giving two ways to take that. You can take it as the break down the meaning as of the compound, the one whose fame is through food, right? Or you can take it as, because of the ah and the us ending, you can take it as a patronymic, means that the one whose father is Vajasrava or Vajasravasaha. You know, so
do they really do these kind of rituals, give away
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they do, yeah.
And then what happens?
You get punya.
Swarga loka.
Punya.
And you get the punya.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you understand that, Michael?
Swarga loka.
It's kind of technical.
Yeah, I think not completely, but I think my conclusion is that the translation of number one isn't accurate.
No, it is. Look at this is.
So I'm a grandfather and father with slightly different names.
Yeah, the son gets
that. See where it says, once upon a time, the son of Vajasrava. You see that?
Okay, I see what you're
saying.
This is
Vajasravasaha.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand
which,
the whole grammar.
But it's a tadita. It's not a compound. It's a endings that go on to nouns in order to change the meaning of the noun.
The sun, the shining sun? The son of the
You're
sun.
Talking about Surya?
Surya, no, from Mrityu is the son of the sun.
That's
oh,
Yama,
that's
right?
It.
Yeah.
So, can you keep adding patronymics and then talk about the grandson?
Well,
just out of curiosity.
There are different words for
it. Once
you
get state attorney.
Yeah.
He's trying to get this straight.
Yeah. There are patronymics, but usually it's like father, son, but there'll be another type of word for grandson.
Mm.
Like that.
So for some reason, I'm thinking lightning has some relationship with the name, but is it Vajra?
Oh, Vajra is like a thunderbolt.
Yeah, and that maybe the father is a bit, his anger is like a thunderbolt.
But this is Vajas, sort
but
of.
This is Vajas,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm tired, excuse me.
That's quite all right. Well.
So is it okay if someone who's not a Brahmana comes into your house, if they spend 3 days,
watch those Brahmanas.
Came up for me, because if they're a different group, they're not a Brahmana, then you can't, it's okay to treat them that way?
Well, hospitality is so important in the Indian culture.
Yeah,
it's very different there.
Yeah. The Brahmanas are that, like the priests and the people who are carrying the, so they're
upper class.
Not upper class in the way that we think of upper class, though.
Yeah.
It's the ones who deserve kind
veneration.
Of reverence and respect, like the priests and the teachers,
mm-hmm.
are considered those who are carrying the culture and responsible for teaching and all of that. So they have reverence. It's not that the others don't. It's not like other people can come and you can say, "Oh, you're just a kshatriya," just you know.
Yeah.
But it's the brahmanas are considered are highly respected.
Well, we don't have an equivalent to that in a way.
The college.
Here in the West.
Not like they do in Europe. I mean, in Europe, the professors are much more revered and respected.
Yeah.
And priests, you know, we're in Kali Yuga. So the priests and the people who are real carriers of the culture and the Dharma are not particularly respected, where now it's more wealth and power is the what is.
He must not have been very wealthy because his cows were in such bad shape, huh?
But those were the old, but really all of everything had been given and these were what's left.
Well, this is all that was left.
Yeah, it's all that was left. It was like the last, the dregs. But everything has to go.
So that wasn't all he gave them?
No, no.
Just all that.
No, but this little boy, the boy is...
That's when he entered, is when he was giving
these. Yeah, he thought, he's giving these old cows before he gives me. Who are you going to give meat to? You have to give everything, you know.
But he still had to give away the old cows. I mean,
yeah, he had to give away everything.
Oh, he had to give the old cows.
Yeah,
so not like he was trying to get off easy, but
no.
He would have had to get rid of them before the ritual.
You can't just
take
my old cow.
The whole
just
thing.
Take the
he
old
was under
cows
a bit of a delusion,
cows,
thinking that his father was just giving the old cows.
Yeah, what he saw was these old cows being given, and he's thinking, he fills with shraddha and thinking, what's going to happen to my father? He's
so no wonder his father was a little bit ticked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, he has to give me, at least give me before he gives all these old cows, because everybody has to go. So, you know, who are you going to give me to? Because I'll be, so I'm from Jubon and I'm the, you know, I can do all kinds of good work for the brahmanas. Give me before you give all the old cows. But it's not that he's already given everything. He's not just giving the old cows.
And so it's guaranteed that I'll go to a better loka. I mean, if he does this,
right.
He won't get shortchanged.
He won't get shortchanged if you have shraddha like Nachiketas does. You know? He wouldn't do it if he didn't have shraddha.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
huge thing to do.
Yeah.
Like even this satyam, all of these type of values, you know, like Swamiji's book, Value of Values. You have to have a value for these values or they don't mean anything to you, but you suffer the lack of the value anyway. What I've just realized, you know, over the years of being alive, that we're really underwater in terms of Dharma and Adharma. We're really underwater. And so we have been born into a Dharma. And so we're lacking certain sensitivities and values because our parents don't have them, the culture doesn't have them. And so we don't think that we're doing anything wrong. You know?
Yeah.
But you're still suffering, your psyche is still suffering from that adharma, yeah, even though you don't know it.
Because there's this, yeah, natural awareness of it.
There is a natural, because dharma, that with the golden rule and ahimsa, you do have a natural understanding of a dharma, of dharma and adharma in terms of how you want to be treated. You know? But we don't extend it as far as we should at all. Not anywhere near, not close even.
Even in our driving habits a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're very much underwater. But the thing is, we're suffering from that without realizing it,
yeah,
until you change. Mm-hmm. And when you change a certain adharma that you've been underwater with, mm-hmm, you notice a difference in your being.
Yeah.
It's just the same, like that we use the stock example that the Vedas use. If you stick your hand in fire, whether you know it's hot or not, doesn't mean you're not going to get burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And but slowly, we have to understand. We have to learn.
That doesn't mean, though. I don't think so. That we need to buy into the entire Vedas.
No, because you have to live within your culture. You know, mm-hmm, we don't have the Vedic culture, but you would find that there's what we call sadhana dharma. It's a general dharma that's applicable to humanity.
Which is basically ahimsa.
It's basically ahimsa, even though ahimsa and the abhayam, you know, that abhayam is so powerful, it's still, we have to think about it. What is ahimsa in given situation? A lot of times it's absolutely obvious. Sometimes it's not obvious, and it requires some thought. But there's these general dharmas that the whole human race, you know, falls under. And then there's specific dharmas or behaviors that are more cultural.
But there's I do wonder, because there's some dharmas we have that are actually quite advanced, more advanced than maybe has ever been in the world, to some degree.
Like
certain dharmas. Well, we have.
Slavery is illegal.
Yeah, like slavery is illegal.
Right.
Child abuse is illegal.
Yeah,
sexual discrimination. You know, I mean, we're working towards it, right?
Yeah.
So there's certain dharmas that a lot of these traditional cultures didn't have, mm-hmm, that we have that are much more refined. But then there's other dharmas, such as a value, mm-hmm, for learning, and tradition, and moksha, that have somehow, we just don't have them.
But say if you say, say if you say in a given culture, there's something that isn't a dharma,
mm-hmm,
that is being practiced in that culture, there's still suffering that's coming from that adharma.
Okay.
If there's no suffering coming from the adharma, then whether or not it's a dharma is something to think about. You know? But if the activity is causing suffering,
yeah,
you know, then what would it be to correct that? You know, if you say the golden rule doesn't apply, you know, like, oh, yeah, if I were in that situation, that would be fine. Well, what if it wouldn't be fine? Then there's some corrections that have to be done.
There's a kind of subtlety, yeah, that's going on, because from what I remember, like when the father sends the boy to hell, right?
Mm-hmm. And not to hell, to Mrityu.
To Mrityu. So, mm-hmm, but there's something about the power of speech, and that, like, from what I remember, they say that if you say lies, then your ability to sort of create your future, like use your will to shape your future, mm-hmm, diminishes. And there's something about that, and that the son is kind of protecting the father's ability to do that, something like
that.
Well,
there are stories, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Your own shakti,
the
shakti
power
of your own word.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's very much out of this culture. I mean, it's not as much in this culture, apparently, than it is in the Vedic culture. Even
in
though
Vedic
we say
culture,
in the beginning was the word.
Yeah, I mean, in the Bible.
Is this story part of the Upanishad? I mean, is it?
We haven't got into the real part, because what happens is that Mrityu feels. He really tries to appease Nachiketas and says, "I'm so sorry. Please bless me. I'll give you 3 boons." And it's the 3rd boon that takes us into the Adhikaritva.
Oh, right? I see. Yeah. That's what we're waiting
it's
for.
It's all right for you to be the head.
Yeah.
So the last part of the story, which is just a few verses, 6 or 7 verses from now, is all on Nachiketas proving himself to Yama as an Adhikari for his teaching, qualified student for his teaching. It's really interesting. But this part is just setting us up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And you're going to the farm?
I can't go until Sunday.
Oh.
So, yeah. I will go up Sunday morning. Because I have some engagements here and some work I have to do that I was unaware of. I'll go up Sunday and come back on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did Swamiji teach all these Upanishads more than once in the different courses? I mean,
oh, he's taught this Upanishad so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taught it not in Yajnas, he's taught it, but he's taught it in every single course.
Yeah.
They usually teach Kena Upanishad, then Katha Upanishad, and then usually Taittiriya.
And what's amazing is, you know, this very short beginning of the story, there's so many values are set out. It's just incredible. And reincarnation, rebirth, and there's so much that is just there in this very short introductory sort of
exactly
story.
So cultural.
So
yeah.
Culturally
mm-hmm.
rich.
Yeah.
Even though it's a different culture,
mm-hmm.
the universality of it, also the innocence of the son, the way he like that's universal.
Yeah,
the way children are very open hearted.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista.
Yes.
Okay, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, not a typo.
Oh, enormous.
I didn't want to say during the middle because then.
No, it's amazing.
It's so hard. You know what? Not to miss something.
I tried so hard, you know, but I'm used to trying really hard and failing. You know,
do you have to turn this off in a special way?
Yeah. Here, hold on to it for a minute. I'll get mine. You've got this, right?